Today, controlled, shut up, say nothing, obey. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, now we have the next bit of the controlling infrastructure being put in place to control free speech and perhaps even what we think. The Orwellian nightmare with severe consequences for freedom of expression is being rolled out for all to see. I've already talked about the dystopian future being drip-fed on society with the removal of cash so financial transactions can be monitored, the introduction of the non-mandatory but effectively mandatory digital ID, and of course there is the move to restrict youngsters' access to socials. But now we have the next piece of the puzzle, as today in Canberra, Minister Rowland tabled the Labour government's latest version of the Combating Misinformation and Disinformation Bill. This bill defines serious harm as harm to the operation or integrity of a Commonwealth, state, territory, or local government electoral or referendum process, or harm to public health in Australia, including to the efficacy of preventative health measures in Australia, or vilification of a group in Australian society distinguished by race, religion, sex, sexual orientation, gender, identity, intersex status, disability, nationality, or national or ethnic origin, or vilification of an individual because of a belief that the individual is a member of such a group, or intentionally inflicted physical injury on an individual in Australia, or imminent damage to critical infrastructure, or disruption of emergency services in Australia, or imminent harm to the Australian economy, including harm to public confidence in the banking system or financial markets, that has significant and far-reaching consequences for the Australian community or a segment of the Australian community, or severe consequences for an individual in Australia. Now, if the platforms don't silence this sort of content, they could be slapped with a range of penalties, including a maximum fine of 5% of their global revenue. That's a really big stick, which will undoubtedly result in algorithms which silence a large amount of factual content. Frankly, in the light of this, my ability to analyse and, yes, criticise government policy, monetary policy, or even economic analysis more generally could be caught in the draconian umbrella. Even reporting on financial pressures on households could be caught. My voice would be silenced online and the government talking points would continue to spread unchallenged. Then just add the central bank digital currency to the mix and the total control by government is complete. So this is anti-democratic nonsense and needs to be stopped before it's too late, if it's not already. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time for as long as I can.